A huge thank you for helping lead us through this crisis. Yeah, we could have managed or just maintained, but that was not our heart. And we want to lead our church family and those listening in through this crisis. And I want to thank each one of the guys for doing the prayer times. They took time to do those little two-minute devotions with us. Man, I can't tell you how much I benefited from that. It was great praying together. And then the second thing I want to, the prayer times. And for all of you who joined in with us and came on Zoom with us and prayed with us and encouraged us and those who prayed, we commend you for that. I know, three times a week. Who thought of praying three times a week? What a novel idea. But wasn't it a great, wasn't it amazing? And so I encourage you, join us on a Wednesday morning, 8 o'clock, and we have a great time. And then something that for the kids and scholars, and you generally missed out on your formal graduation ceremony. And it doesn't matter whether you went from grade 1 to grade 2 or grade 12 to university or year 1 to year 2 or college, whatever it is. You are important to us. And so we want to celebrate that with all the kids and young adults who graduated this year. And those at home, we celebrate with you as well, that your graduation, and this is your big celebration graduation for today. Well done. I want to tell you, 2020 can still be your best year yet. Let's celebrate that. And then for Kevin and Swapna and those that helped out with Ignite and Elevate, well done for the youth and the young adults on Zoom every Friday night. Who zoomed out? Yeah, there we go. There we go. I mean, Zoom was a lovely thing 3.5 months ago. But if you're someone like the business guys that, trust me, are Zooming from 8 in the morning till 8 at night, it gets a bit tiresome. Anyway, and then we place a high value on our children here. And so we want to congratulate, you might not even got it, but there are three different categories of Bridge Kids. So Bridge Kids, with Shan and her team, who faithfully produced weekly programs for the kid story time. There was Shan and Dana. Dana by now is a photography behind the lens genius. And then we want to honor Bridge Kids Corner and those that develop material each week for us. Rick and Vivian, Janine, Sabrina, Micah and Shan. And of course, we need to know that behind the lens, there were family members who were press ganged into helping record. Joshua, Jess, David, Dana, Brianna, and Tanuja. Well done, guys. And then Bridge Kids Connect. Sabrina, Krish, Vivian, and Shan. Connecting with the kids and helping our theme at the bridge here is at the bridge we connect all people to encounter God's word and spirit. And even through that, even through this down lockdown time, our theme was stay connected. And they helped our kids to do that. And then we think of the return to the building, the idea, the thought of coming to the building. And I just want to, these chairs that set up, as you figured, they doesn't happen by osmosis. That chairs need to get moved and we needed some muscle power. So I want to thank Michael and Richard, Dakota, Jonathan, Cam and Amy for doing this, setting this up for us. The reason I'm doing all this, people, is so that we know that this stuff doesn't just happen. We need planning and people to do this. And then return to the building live. Swapna, our photographer, videographer, whatever you call her, and Richard and Michelle and Jess for coming in and spending hours testing this thing and making sure it worked so that we could do this today. Well done, guys. And then return to the building, set up. You probably need to wait till we've done this thing and clap, or else you're going to stop all the time. When you look at the signs and the tables and the setup and the cafe shut down and setting up and the whole thing, I just want to thank Ali and Jess and Bridget and Vince, who took time out and came and helped us and with some muscle to move things around. And then I'm not an emotional pastor. I just want to honor the life from the living room team. Jess, Richard, Michelle, and Ali, who came week after week. And when we were all done and sitting at home going, whew, that's another recording done, Jess would go home and work for another 5 hours to put it together. So what you saw on Sunday, as we like to term for Jess now, to make it pretty. My heart is full, Jess. And And Richie and Michelle, just each week coming out, helping with the worship. She's the photography genius behind those camera, that camera, to make it good for us. And then there's a category of people today, our first-time visitors. Well done. Thank you. If you just put your hands up, just so wherever you are, so we know. There's Mary, there's people there. Well done. Thank you for coming. Bless you guys. We honor you. Some of them joined in with us on prayer time and joined in with us immediately. And I mean, Krishni is already serving. And this is her first Sunday. And here she's helping us serve. Well done. And then honoring, not last but least, the green team. Those you see in the green T-shirts who put their hands up and said, I'll help make this smooth and comfortable. I'll come. And we spent time with them yesterday training them on how to do this. I trust coming into the building was smooth and easy for you, and it's because of them. But of course, it goes beyond that. And so if you feel, man, I can do this, I can take a turn, please speak to Vince at the back there. Just speak to him and put your hand up and say, we're family, I'm all in. And so well done to the guys who came early and helped us set this up and get this going. Amen, amen. So you now can give big claps for all of that. So because this is our first Sunday of the month, we want to celebrate like we do on the first Sunday of the month. And those at home, we're going to do communion now. And when you came in, you were given these special little cups. And those with little children, mums, dads, can you please open them for the kids? Because you should have seen me practicing trying to open one this morning. So if you take the little lip and pull it down with your one finger, there's a see-through one that you can tear off. And there's a little wafer inside there. And then when we've done that, you can pull up the other one and you can drink the juice with us as we do, the symbolizing the blood of Christ. So while you're looking at that, I just want to read from Scripture and just talk a little bit about taking 1 Corinthians 11, reading from verse 23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We have to understand some of the stuff, and you know, we don't want to just rush over this. The cup that Jesus is referring to is the cup of redemption, and you can go and read the whole story of the redemption and the point of this in the Passover in Exodus chapter 6. And this idea was him coming out of Egypt, and the blood confirmed this new covenant that changed our relationship with God. And then in verse 27, it says, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and the blood of Christ. Now, unfortunately, some have taken this and flipped it around to mean something it's not meant to mean. And that's why some of them said, no, you can't partake communion. Only a special group can. The reality, it says, in an unworthy manner. And we need to treat the Lord's Supper when we come together in a reverent and way, and to practice it in a spirit of self-examination. However, the truth of that, the word unworthy, has made some Christians think that, well, I have to make myself worthy. Let me help you today. There is nothing you can do in the natural, no will of your mind, no Sunday, Monday is going to make you worthy. Because Jesus did that for us. Remember, it's not what you can do for Jesus, but what Jesus has done for you. And so we remember that. We can't make ourselves worthy. Simply what we do this morning is we open our hearts to Jesus, recognize his presence with us and in us. And then it says in verse 28, let a person examine himself. And the idea behind this of when he take the cup is not a checklist on how I'm doing. Am I worthy? Am I unworthy? Let me examine myself. No, if you have something within your heart, now's a good time to examine yourself and bring it before the Lord. But we have to understand the whole idea is not to keep people away from the table of communion, but to prepare them to receive it in the right way. So we come this morning and let's just take out the wafer. And we come before you, Lord, this morning, Father. And God, we come and we think of the broken body of Jesus. His body that was broken for us upon that cross, Lord God. And we come and we take this with reverence, knowing, Jesus, that you died, that you suffered, but that you rose again, that we could live the abundant life. Let's eat together. And then gently peel back the second part. God, we come to you this morning. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for the shed blood of Calvary. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord God, that this is the blood of the new covenant that we live in, the dispensation of the new covenant of Jesus Christ that we live in together today. And Father, we honor you as we drink this cup together. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 And just finally, when you leave, the doors that you exit, there are dirt bins there. If you can just drop those into the dirt bin for us, we'd appreciate your help on that. So today, as I've said, is Celebration Sunday. And it made me think about some things. And so this morning, I just want to share something from the pastor's hearts this morning for you. We declare that we are an apostolic prophetic people. We think over the last 112 days, that's from March the 16th, when we were shut down till today, 112 days. I'm sure that often at some point, somewhere in time, you were frustrated, perhaps a little bit depressed, mostly wondered, will this ever end? Who would have thought in our day and age, in our modern science and technology, that this would ever happen? Not just in Canada, but in the world, a global pandemic. But we have to understand that when we've brought through and we've come through this day and age, that God is still on the throne. God was not surprised by this. I just want to declare before you today also, God did not cause this. God is not punishing us for this. This is not God's punishment upon us. When we stay away from the building, it wasn't to thwart God's purposes. That was for our safety and just as our government was leading us and our premier was leading us through this, they had not walked this way before either. We've never walked this way before. But what a journey it's been. So what I want to do this morning, I just want to take some of the prophetic words and the vision that the pastor shared in January for us for 2020. And you can take that with fear and tribulation when you look at it, because we could have been talking nonsense. And then we get the global pandemic, and then we go, oh, okay, that didn't work. No, but we believe, because our heart at the Bridge here is that no matter what, we want to hear from God first. We want to hear what His vision is. We want to hear what His direction is. We want to hear, and so this was a litmus test for us. And so we went through it, and I read through it, and we take these prophetic visions that each of the pastors had, and we put them through the filter of COVID-19 and see where we are. And I just still want to say, 2020 can still be our best year yet. And I just loved reading through again, because through the prayer times, I journaled each day with the prayer times, what God was saying through us over those 3.5 months that we were praying. And some of it is absolutely amazing. And anyway, Pastor Michael, when he spoke in January, he spoke, read from Romans chapter 12, 1 to 3. Now, just because of time, we can't do it all. There were 3 points that he raised. And you go, well, those were old points in the Bible, and they were good in January, and they are still good in July. The first one is to let you all know that you have a special function here. You count. You are valuable. You're unique and different. Each one has a gift. In order for us to be and to do what God has purposed and planned for us as the Bridge. Not what Pastor Michael decided, but what God had planned and downloaded into his heart. We have to understand, no gift is better than the other. And all gifts are needed. We're all needed. You know the picture that I often draw is the jigsaw puzzle. And if your puzzle piece is missing, that jigsaw puzzle doesn't look great. The second thing is you must exercise your gift. Always be prepared and ready to use it. Verse 13 of Romans 12. Don't be afraid to use your gift. Don't believe the lie that you can't. Verse 6. Remember, God has given you. God gave you these gifts. They are yours. They are for you to give to the other. The scripture says, for the common good of the body. And the point is that we belong to each other. We are a family. We are the family of an unnatural. We are the family of God here at Bridge. We place a high value on family. And we are meant to love one another, verse 9. We're meant to have a healthy self-image identity in Christ. Not ourselves, not of ourselves, but in Christ. We have an honor one another, verses 3, 10, and 13. And then we have to understand that we are designed and meant to function together. I look for the video clip. There's a video clip of a pastor dancing. I know I'm live, but how what? So I've just said I can dance, but not too far left and right. And I wanted to play that clip for us today because that's what's in my heart. I'm so excited to be here. I can't tell you. I trust you all are as well. We are meant to function together. That has not changed. We look forward to the day that can take full, when the jigsaw puzzle is full. And I know at the moment, they're, and we respect and honor people's decisions not to come right now. But we are meant to be together, and I trust that we will come together again. We gather together because you have a job to do. There is a place for you in our togetherness. Pastor Kevin said he had a picture of a dream of a 35mm roll of film. And in the sense that the Lord said it was a year of unwinding and revealing. Yeah. Prophetic words and promises spoken over the Bridge families and to individuals. And this was the year he was going to unwind and start to reveal these pictures. And I had to think about that for a while, and I think, what has the Lord been revealing in your life over this last time? Unwinding and revealing something, and a lot of you, more about yourself. I know there were things that the Lord showed me about myself. Some of it was great, some of it was not so great. And so are we willing to take that word, and go, okay, Lord, I can change, I can adjust. And one of the words that came in our prayer meetings was, the world is closed now for renovations by Tanuja. And I pray and trust this was not a wasted season for any of you, that you allowed God to renovate something of Him in your hearts, that we go forward better into the future. And I'm going to repeat this again. 2020 will still be a great year. Pastor Carmichael, he's speaking about from Zephaniah, and the Lord rejoices over the restoration of His people. I'm just going to read it for us to understand something. Zephaniah 3, verse 14. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart. O daughter of Jerusalem, the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. I was like, wow. And these are the words that Carmichael drew out of that, was there would be geopolitical tensions and natural disaster. Are you hearing this, church? Out of this, there was the remnant, the survivors that they were left over. I was talking to the elders the other day, and I said, we're not survivors, we are thrivers. We're going to thrive in this season. From natural disasters, or the state, these are his words, the state of the economy, the church at large, and the bridge in particular, are the remnant and are under God's divine protection. That was true then, it is true today, and it is true going forward. Others will see this as God's protection and turn to God. We have seen that already. We have witnessed that as our family, and I'm sure amongst your own families, perhaps you've witnessed that as well. We as a church will have many opportunities to witness to those around us. I pray that you take every opportunity that the God reveals to you to witness of the goodness, the kindness of our Father. He says, we are the remnant and we are sufficient number. And I know it's like we're less than a third that we normally are, but that's okay. But we move forward in the things that God has called us to. We may find ourselves where we are visibly few in number. These are Carmichael's words in January. But the remnant is sufficient with God. God is not going, oh, sorry, there's just a few of you. There's nothing I can do with you. No, no, no. We are sufficient in God. And it is His divine protection over us. And then finally, we are the church of the remnant. God's protection is upon us, which will draw others to the kingdom. Yahoo! Come on. Amen. You're allowed to. Live. Smart. Let's go. And then Pastor Dom spoke, read from John 3:16 and 17, and there was 3 points he pulled out of that. God did not send His Son to judge the world. We are not to judge people ourselves, but to save the world through Him. People love the darkness more than light. Third thing, those who know Jesus and do what is right come to the light so others can see. We are the remnant. We are the shining ones. We are the ones that are bringing His light to this dark world. Jesus came to point the world to save sinners, and our job is to go out there and be ambassadors for Christ, even in lockdown, even in COVID-19. True in January, true in July. We have to understand that He is the light and that we are reflectors of His glory and not of ourselves. I believe that 2020, this is Dom's words, wants to remind us that is why He sent His Son. We cannot live in fear and, oh, I don't know what's happening. And we still got to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. And then finally, at the end of the discourse of the rich young ruler, said that Matthew 19:26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. But with God, it is possible. It remains for us. You remember we spoke about if you want to walk on water, you have to get out the boat. You can't, you got to be a Peter walker. You can't sit in the boat. If we want to walk on water, we got to get out the boat. It's a year of not getting back into the boat. 2020, COVID might have shut us down, but it didn't shut the church down. It didn't shut the glory of God down. A year of leaving footprints in the sand of impossibilities. What seems impossible for you in your life today? God is still able. God is still possible. A year of declaring the impossible over what doesn't seem possible. A year of declaring the supernatural over the natural. I just want to pause a little bit here. Things don't happen because we just declare it. It happens because we declare the Word of God. When we use Scripture, when we declare His Word, His heart for us, that's when the impossible and the supernatural happens. We do not allow COVID-19 to loom larger than Jesus. If you are talking more about COVID-19 than you are of Jesus, there's a problem. You know, if you're saying my pastor said more than what the Bible says, that's a problem. Do you hear me? Amen. We don't live in fear of unknown, of man, of failure. We don't change our view of who God is. Oh God, why is this happening to us? God wasn't surprised. He's still in control. He's still sovereign. He is still supreme. As I said before, and I'm just going to repeat it, He did not make COVID-19 happen. He's not punishing us. He loves us. He is a good Father. We continue to be obedient to God. If you love me, you will obey me. Love language of Jesus. Taking the right steps, big or little, out of the boat. Today, for some of you, might be a big step, a giant leap. Some of you, as we said last time, might be the two-step shuffle. Doesn't matter. Well done. Coming forward. Coming and join to us. Affirm your identity in Christ, not in ourselves. It's not because of our self-esteem. Talk ourselves into having great self-esteem. We talk ourselves into the identity of Christ within us. We keeping our eyes connected to Jesus, focused on Him, keeps this army on the move. We are an army. We always need to bear in mind that our city wall, our fortress, our bastion, this building, the bridge, is never meant to keep us locked in or keep those seeking Jesus locked out. We are just grateful for this amazing building. That's all it is. A little bit thinking about the prophetic of the past. This is a house, is a haven from the storm, a shelter, a place of safe place and loving and learning. Someone said, we're all in the storm together. The reality is we're not all in the same boat together. Some of you who have young children at home and both still working, that is a challenge. And we appreciate that. Those of you working together for the first time with your wife, locked down, and husband, so I'm covering all my bases, that could be a challenge. Shifting from the dining room table to the kitchen table to the deck outside, going here, trying to share together, can be challenging. But we have to understand that this is a place, we're not a hospital ship with a few troops, but we're a battleship with small sick bay. People come for a period of healing, and when they're healthy, take your place. Understanding we're not a community church, but a church within our community. And I know, was that just playing on words? No, it's deadly serious. Influencing outward. Our centrality is not community. Our centrality is Jesus Christ and the gospel. We are connected to the life source. We have overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. We live and breathe the gospel of grace that brings us liberty and freedom. When the storm that we are in, when it's like a lighthouse with the waves that keep crashing down upon you and you're thinking, oh Lord, then I can't take another time. You are the lighthouse. You have the source of light to God and to govern and to guard. And we are also the harbor for the weary. It's pointless for us to dream alone. And so I just want to end up with this, that we cannot be silent. We need to allow this dream to live in ours. And this is the dream that we as an eldership have, and I want you to dream with us. We dream of this church going to over 500. Look around. We got plenty of space. That is accomplished through prayer and by inviting friends and family and neighbors. It's not up to the pastors of the church alone. Now, that's his job. That's what we know. We are a body of believers and we do it together. We dream of a church where His presence is paramount. If Jesus is not present, if Holy Spirit is not present, then we're just another good club. And we are not that. We love the presence. We dream of mature and whole, healthy men and women of all ages, from the youngest to the oldest, of God fulfilling their call on their lives. We dream of men and women living in unity, in holy matrimony, strong, healthy marriages, honoring one another. We dream of a church where singles and single parents are celebrated. We dream of a church that are willing and excited to see one another. Are you excited to see one another today? We dream of a church where every generation is celebrated and do their part or does their part. We are multi-generation and multicultural, but first and foremost, we are children of God. Our culture is Christian first and then everything else that we are. We dream of a church where young people will surpass their own expectations. When they can only see this far, our dream is for them to see that far and to go beyond. Moms and dads, your dream should be for your children to go far beyond where you ever went and wherever you dared to march. We dream of a church of being irresistible influence. The thought should be that if our church shut down in Pickering, would anyone miss us? Let that sink in for a while. We dream of people to whom evangelism and sharing the gospel of His grace is normal activity. We don't need to do 7 lessons and 4 lessons and 5 ways and all that because it comes in and out of us to share the gospel and the love of Jesus Christ. We dream of a church when we get together that we have so many testimonies that we don't get to preach because each one is a preach. Each one is a revelation of the goodness of God, that we sit and listen to God's stories all morning. Wouldn't that be amazing? We dream of a church that going over the wall and salvations and the prodigals returning home is natural for us. And lastly, we dream of a church, a base church, where we will plant churches, support church plants, and encourage other churches. Succinctly, we have a dream of the all ofs. The dream of all ofs. And that was in January, and that is in July, and it will still be in December. All of God's people owning all of the vision, all of their gifts, living in all of the values, to fulfill all of God's purposes, to disciple all of the nations. Amen. This is a celebration day, and I trust that your hearts are warm and welcome and that you're excited to be here and that you can encourage other people and say, man, we were there. It was so great. And so once again, thank you for coming. Be blessed. Please don't hang around. And if you want to invite somebody for coffee, then take them home. That's good. Or to a patio somewhere or go for a picnic. Remain social distancing. I'm just going to pray in prayer for us as we close. And if the ushers could take their places. And when I'm done, please don't get up. I have one more instruction for you. Father, we come to you today, Lord God, and we celebrate your goodness to us, Lord. Father, we come and we just say, Jesus be glorified. And Father, we come here, we're excited to be here. We're excited to be part of your body. We're so grateful that you called us to this city, to this church, to be ambassadors for you beyond our walls. And Lord God, that we thank you for this amazing building. But Lord God, our work is out there. And Lord God, we ask that bring opportunities across us, our paths this coming week, that we could share the love of Jesus where we are in touch with people. We thank you for great summer days, but Father, we honor you and we come before you, God. And we say, be blessed in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. 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 Thank you.